Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, head coach Josh McDaniels, he met with the media on Monday. I'll have some sound bites from what he had to say. Plus, Amber Theo Harris from SiriusXM Radio, she joined my radio show to talk all things silver and black. You'll hear from her as well. Also, who made a name for themselves on Sunday that's going to make that cut down decision just a little bit tougher than at first expected? Your calls and texts will close out the show. It's all coming up on Tuesday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, August 16th, 2022.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Just win. Your team every day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
And welcome here, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider podcast free and available on all platforms. And let's go ahead and jump right into it. Hopefully you enjoyed Monday's show, hearing some locker room action from the players following the game versus the Minnesota Vikings. On Monday, it was head coach Josh McDaniels' opportunity to talk to the media, and he did that by way of Zoom. The players weren't made available. The players won't be made available today either. It's actually an off day for them, and then back at it on Wednesday. So head coach Josh McDaniels, he talked to the media about 10:30 in the morning on Monday morning Pacific Standard Time, and had a few different subjects to talk about. So let's go ahead and get into a few of the sound bites from the conversation with head coach Josh McDaniels. And the first one is about a guy that got a lot of conversation towards the end of last week, and that is seventh round pick offensive tackle Thayer Munford out of Ohio State. He is a guy that all of a sudden is turning some heads. He is a guy that worked really hard in practice and got the start at the right tackle position on Sunday. So here's Josh McDaniels talking about seventh round pick Thayer Munford.
I think for the most part, we were headed in the right direction. In pass protection, there was a couple things that I think we saw that we can do better as a group. But I thought generally speaking, he acquitted well for himself. And, you know, did some things that he's been doing on the practice field. So it was good to see some of that stuff carry over to the game. We had obviously a lot of rookies on the field yesterday. A lot of them with things that they're going to learn from today and when we watch the film. Generally speaking, I think there was some progress.
There's head coach Josh McDaniels right there talking about Thayer Munford, talking about the progress that he saw from him and also the other rookies that were out there on the field on Sunday. And, these guys, again, are going to earn their playing time by what they do on the practice field. Not saying that anyone takes the practices off, but just know that if you go a little bit harder in practice, if you're going out there and giving everything you got, it's going to be noticed and it will turn into some playing time on the field. And, of course, right now during the preseason is when it makes the most sense to see if you can make it happen when the lights come on. Sticking with the offensive line theme, how about Jackson Barton and Alex Leatherwood? Those are two guys that actually got the start, one at right tackle and one at left tackle in the second half of the game. So here's Josh McDaniels talking about Jackson Barton and Alex Leatherwood.
Like I said, after the game, I think, for the most part, I thought the tackles did a decent job. We gave up a couple edges here or there, and they ran a couple things up front that created some pressure in the middle. But I do think our depth at tackle is solid. I thought that Alex went in there and did what Alex has been doing. You know, he made some movement, had some movement in the running game, generally was in the right position in pass protection. And, you know, and again, there's going to be a few things that we're going to be able to correct and coach off of today. Jackson, started over there on the left and flipped over to the right later in the game. So, the more they can do, the more value they bring. I thought he did some good things as well.
Head coach Josh McDaniels right there talking about Jackson Barton, Alex Leatherwood. Jackson Barton, he started off at the left tackle position in the second half of the game. Alex Leatherwood at the right tackle position. And the versatility is something that head coach Josh McDaniels, GM Dave Ziegler have all talked about in a major way since they took over the team, that you got to be able to be versatile and do many different things. So that's exactly what they're going through right now, just to see who fits where and how effective they can be. So that's that's something that you could appreciate, at least I could appreciate, in the preseason. One more soundbite on the offensive line, and that has to do with offensive line coach Carmen Brasillo being able to adapt to the mixing and matching of players along the offensive line and how difficult that might be.
You know, I think he he's done a good job of managing that group. I don't really think this is unique at all. This is really normal. His time in the National Football League has been solely with me. We've played multiple groups all the time, every year. There's just too much to be gained in training camp for you to forego the opportunity to work with different groupings. If you put five guys together and that's the only five guys they practice beside, you're doing them a disservice because it's not realistic. It's not going to happen during the regular season very much. So he's used to this. He's used to coaching the entire group as one unit. And so that's really what we're trying to harp on offensively is, you know, whether it's the five offensive linemen or it's the 11 guys on the field together, we have to be able to work with one another. Regardless of who they are, they're never going to be the same guys for the entire year or even for an entire game. So he's done a good job, him and Cam both, of working and continuing to teach, which is what our jobs are. And, I thought there was some guys that played well yesterday.
Something I've said about head coach Josh McDaniels multiple times now is that he's going to make sure that this Raiders team is prepared for every scenario. If that means having guys ready to go at a drop of a dime, hey, Barton, you're in. Hey, Leatherwood, you've got to do this. Hey, this guy, you've got to do that. Illuminor, go over here. Jermaine Illuminor, let's give him a little props. He started out at the left tackle position to start the game, ended up at the right guard position, right? So he showed that he has the versatility. Rookie Dylan Parham played all three positions on the interior again, left guard, center, and right guard. And he doesn't have to perfect every one of them, but just being familiar as a rookie, I still think is a big deal. Now, I also wanted you to hear from Amber Theo Harris. She's from SiriusXM NFL. She was on my radio show on Unnecessary Roughness, Raider Nation Radio 920 on Monday, and she talked about a bunch of different things. She's going to be doing some stuff with the Raiders this upcoming season. That's an announcement that's going to be made in a couple weeks. But I asked her, one of the questions I asked her was about what head coach Josh McDaniels is doing, mixing and matching players to see who works best, especially on that offensive line. I thought this was a really good answer from Amber Theo Harris.
Well, look, he's doing what a coach is supposed to be doing that doesn't have starters in those positions, right? So it's kind of right now, it's Colton Miller and everyone else. Mm-hmm. And that's not an optimal position to be in because usually you want to know, okay, we know who our starting guard is. We know who our starting right tackle is. We know who our starting center is. And that's not 100% the case. So I think, I don't want to say a weakness. It's a question mark. It's an unknown. And as a good coach, a great offensive mind, Josh McDaniels is going to see, right now, who's my right tackle and who's my swing tackle, probably the two biggest positions. I like Thayer Munford. I thought he did a great job at right tackle. The guy they started on the left, Jermaine, Illuminor, thank you. He started the left tackle. I know Colton Miller wasn't going to see action, but getting a chance to see Dylan Parham. If you don't have a right tackle, that's a difficult place to go into. Alex Leatherwood hasn't played the way that people would hope. So this could be a year maybe where he really steps up. But it's wide open right now. And I think by the third preseason game, hopefully we'll really start to see certain guys go up and grab those positions. I think Raiders fans are hoping to see that. Because if you're going into the season and there's still kind of some question marks, that makes me a little bit nervous during a year where I love the running back core you guys have. I love Derek Carr and the confidence and the leadership he showed through one of the most adverse seasons I've ever witnessed in NFL history. There's just so many great things going on with this team that if the offensive line doesn't play better than they did last year, they're not going to go deep into the playoffs. That was a major issue last year.
Amber Theo Harris right there telling you why we've all been talking about the offensive line and how this thing needs to come together. As she said right there, hey, if this doesn't get fixed up, if they don't get it shored up, the Raiders aren't going to make that deep run into the playoffs, even though they have a lot of talent on the team and the expectations are sky high. I got one more soundbite from Amber Theo Harris, and this is about the Chiefs and the fact that they lost Tyreek Hill. How big of a deal she thinks that ultimately will be?
I think it's massive, and let me think how to put this. People always say, until somebody has knocked the Chiefs off their throne, they are my favorite to win the AFC West. And I get that. You've got to give a team that, you know, has continually won the AFC West their love, right? But when I say give me one reason that you think that they can win this division, there's no strong argument other than, well, they have Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
That's the only argument. I mean, look, I've challenged people on this. I say, other than Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, who's going to lead this team to a Super Bowl? And it's not going to be the receivers that they have there. Like, Juju Smith-Schuster has never had the year that he had when Antonio Brown was in Pittsburgh. You know, he kind of needed that number one to be that number two. He's not going to step up and be the number one guy. I'm just trying to think, like, who else they still have. They have McCole Hardman.
Yeah.
He was a great role player last year. I think he can do a little bit more. But is he a true number one? No. So when you take Tyreek Hill, like a guy that just can, just blow the wheels off of everybody downfield, that's a big deal. And so now everybody's going to focus on Travis Kelce. And as far as CEH being healthy, you know, let's see what he can do in a year being healthy. But I'm not sold that this is a, you know, a back that, and I know he's versatile. I know he can catch out of the backfield. I don't know if he's going to do like what Derrick Henry does with the Titans, you know, where you can just keep handing them the ball and he's going to run it down your throat. And then the defense is my biggest concern with the Chiefs. There is nothing on that defense right now that scares me. And they're losing Tyrann Mathieu, their kind of field general out there. That's big. When that happens, and I've been doing this a long time, when you lose kind of that captain on the defense, you see a little bit of regression, especially early in the season. So I could make a case for the Chargers and the Broncos more so than the Chiefs at this point to win the division, to be honest.
Amber Theo Harris right there. Fantastic answer when it came to the Chiefs, the AFC West, and, you know, her thoughts on them. Because a lot of people think that Andy Reid, and look, I've said it as well, you know, until the Chiefs get knocked off, you have to consider them the favorite. But she's not buying that Andy Reid is going to be able to just scheme it up and replace Tyreek Hill. So there you go. Very detailed answer right there from Amber Theo Harris. She's fantastic. And again, look out for an announcement for her coming in the next couple of weeks. She's going to be doing some things covering the Silver and Black all season long. And hopefully she'll be a guest on my radio show multiple times. But that's what I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Kind of news and notes of the day. Wanted you to hear a few different sound bites from Monday, one from head coach Josh McDaniels and also Amber Theo Harris from SiriusXM Radio. Coming up in segment number two, guys who I think made a case for their roster spot. Did they solidify their spot? Maybe not, but they did make a case, and they're going to make this coaching staff in the front office at least think about it before they let them go. We'll do that coming up in segment number two after I tell you about Athletic Greens. And it's been a minute since I talked to you about AG1, but it is something that I still continue to drink each and every day. It kind of gets my day started. And anyone who's been following me, especially follows me on Twitter, knows that I'm always doing a radio show here, a radio show there. I'm on Raider Nation Radio 920. I'm doing ESPN National. I'm doing podcasts. I mean, there's always so much to do. So a lot of times I don't get caught up on my meals. So AG1 comes into play in a major way. I like to have a glass or a container of AG1 every single morning. It's usually with a 12-ounce bottle of water, but it's a nice powder that you mix with it, and it gives you all the greens, all the vitamins, all the probiotics, everything that you really need. It gives it to you all in one simple drink that actually, by the way, tastes really good. So anyone that's just tuning in and maybe never heard me talk about AG1, you're probably wondering, what exactly is it? Well, it's one delicious scoop of AG1 is all you need. You'll be absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and a whole lot more. Special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All of the things that you need, they got you covered in one simple drink. So now you're probably wondering, how much does it cost? Well, it costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than, well, you know, some of those habits that you may have, like that cold brew habit or whatever else you may dibble and dabble in. It's less than that. It's cheaper than getting all your different supplements yourself. You're investing in all-in-one nutritional insurance. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NFL Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NFL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to get into the conversation about guys who I think made a case for their roster spot. Not saying that they've earned it, solidified it, it's in the bag, any of that stuff, but I do think that they made it a little bit more difficult on GM Dave Ziegler, assistant GM Champ Kelly, and of course, head coach Josh McDaniels to really figure out exactly who's going to make this roster, who's not, who's going to be a practice squad guy, and who's not. So I have three guys or three groups that I'm really paying attention to for today's segment number two on the Locked On Raiders podcast. And the first guy, I think off top, we talked about him quite a bit on Monday's show, is wide receiver DJ Turner. You know, I think he joined the conversation about what wide receiver to hold on to and how many wide receivers to hold on to. That might actually be the more important question. How many do you hold on to? Because he showed he has versatility. He's not a big guy, but he can catch the ball, he's got wheels, and oh, by the way, he could be an asset in special teams as far as the punt return unit goes, which is something that I think that this new regime, I don't know this, but I think this new regime is going to try not to have Hunter Renfrow out there as much as he usually is because he's so valuable to the offense. So something I've been asking about quite a bit, who could be an asset in special teams? Who could be a return guy? Well, DJ Turner showed a little something-something on Sunday that he could also play that role, and so I would be very comfortable seeing a guy like that. I'd like to see him do it a little bit more just to make sure that he has the hands, because you would hate to have a guy out there that, yeah, he's a burner, but he puts the ball on the ground when he's trying to return a punt. You know, that's something that used to worry me when Jalen Richard would be back there, because, yeah, when he would catch the ball and make some moves, he can go. But there was a lot of times where I'd worry about his ball security, so you don't want to have that scenario back there, and that's why Hunter is so good. But you're looking at the wide receiver room, and you look like the guys that are in the conversation, you know the first two are already good to go. Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow, they're not going anywhere. But it's after those guys. You know, Mac Hollins, he's another guy that gets it done on special teams, not necessarily in the return game, but as far as a gunner, that's what he does. You know, he had a nice special teams tackle on Sunday, as a matter of fact. Tyron Johnson, T. Billy, he's a guy who tried his hand at a little kick return on Sunday and really didn't do too much, but he's a burner as well as far as a wide receiver goes. So a lot of people are big fans of T. Billy. That doesn't mean that just because there's a lot of fans of him, he's going to make the squad, but he's shown reasons why. And, you know, especially with that speed that he has to get down the field, has a bigger body, so he's able to make some plays where a DJ Turner might not be able to make some plays with his size. But it looks like a guy like Turner, you get the ball in his hands, he could take off. You know, he finds ways to separate with that speed. And I don't like to just say because he's a smaller dude, I just want to say, oh, Tyreek Hill like, but just think about what Kansas City usually did with Tyreek Hill and being able to put him in space and let him go. That's similar things that I think a DJ Turner could do. You know, it's not, again, not exactly like Tyreek Hill. There's only one Tyreek Hill, but you just think about that speed and realize if he's schemed up correctly, and I do believe Josh McDaniels can scheme him up correctly, he could be a weapon. So still looking at the wide receivers, DeMarcus Robinson, that's a question mark. Keelan Cole, that's a question mark. Then, of course, DJ Turner. So those seven guys right there, Adams and Renfrow are in. The other five guys are all question marks. Mac Hollins, Tyron Johnson, DeMarcus Robinson, Keelan Cole, DJ Turner. I'm not saying DJ Turner is going to make the squad at all. I actually thought at one point he was going to be an easy guy to eliminate. I think he's made that conversation a little bit, you know, a little bit lengthier now with what he was able to do on Sunday and, you know, potentially on Saturday against the Miami Dolphins on the road against Miami. Maybe he's able to, you know, kind of carve out a role a little bit more. Or maybe a Keelan Cole steps up, DeMarcus Robinson, T. Billy, maybe he steps up. Not too sure. One of those guys, I feel like Mac Hollins is going to make the squad. I feel like Adams, Renfrow, and Hollins are in. I think there's one more to two more spots for Tyron Johnson, DeMarcus Robinson, Keelan Cole, and DJ Turner. Probably two. Maybe T. Billy and Keelan Cole. Maybe T. Billy, DeMarcus Robinson, DJ Turner. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's a few different scenarios that you could play, put into play here when it comes to those wide receivers. But DJ Turner, to the point of this segment, has made a little bit of a name for himself to include himself in the conversation of who to keep and who not to keep. And if you missed Monday's show, after the game on Sunday, Josh McDaniels was actually asked about DJ Turner, and this is what he had to say about him, again, making me think that he's part of the conversation.
He did a good job. You know, did a good job in the kicking game, had a good return, and then certainly made plays when the ball found him on offense. So DJ is very consistent. He's been consistent all the way through, starting in the spring.
He knows what his job is, and he plays fast, and he's physical for a smaller guy. He's, you know, he's got good size, and you saw his burst there, you know, on the touchdown catch. So makes the most of his opportunities, which that's what we ask everybody to try to do. And DJ certainly did that today.
There's head coach Josh McDaniels talking about DJ Turner. And again, I'm not saying that he's going to make the squad. I'm not saying he's not going to make the practice squad. I'm just saying he is part of the conversation. He's got to be part of the conversation because he does have the versatility. And that versatility is something that this front office, this regime, is definitely looking for. Next, I got to talk about the running back room. The running back room has gotten interesting as well. You know you have Josh Jacobs. You know you have Zamir White. Brandon Bolden's on a two-year deal, even though we haven't seen him in any preseason action yet. He's on a two-year deal, so you feel pretty good about him. And Jakob Johnson, the fullback, you feel really good about him. So that's four guys right now in that running back room. Britton Brown, the seventh-round pick out of UCLA, made some noise on Sunday, leading the team in rushing. Austin Walter, a guy that I thought had no chance of making the squad, has made a little bit of a name for himself the first two games of the preseason, one in the Hall of Fame game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then one on Sunday against Minnesota Vikings. And then Amir Abdullah, another guy that I kind of written off and said, oh, yeah, he's not going to make the squad. He's got ball security issues. There's a role for him as well. You know, it's been suggested that he has that old Patriot James White role on this team, and I can see that, but I still go back to ball security and if he has it or not, because that's not going to be something that's going to be able to be maintained with this regime. They're not going to go for that. If you don't have ball security, you're going to be out of there. But I think Britton Brown, for sure, a guy that I thought was probably going to be destined for the practice squad, has made a name for himself to say, hey, wait, don't forget about me. I'll say this, and I talked about it on Raider Nation Radio 920 on Monday, that I could see a scenario. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would say this. If the Raiders did not have Josh Jacobs or Kenyon Drake, I think the running back room would be okay. I mean, I really do. And again, I'm a big Josh Jacobs fan, so I'm not trying to write him off, not trying to, you know, send him somewhere else. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying with the depth and the talent that they have at the running back position in that room, I think that they'd be all right if they didn't have those two guys. Lucky for them, they do have those two guys. But Kenyon Drake is a guy that I'm looking for. He might be on the outside looking in. He has been putting in a lot of work trying to show his what his worth is on the team. But I'll tell you, for some reason, my gut feeling tells me that he could be on the outside looking in. But Josh McDaniels, as I said earlier, met with the media on Monday morning, and he actually talked about the running back room, the versatility, and how deep it is.
Pretty interesting. You know, there's some young guys, obviously, that are learning, but play really hard and give great effort. We have some guys that are kind of multifaceted in terms of what they do and bring. And we've tried to give them all different opportunities here in the first few games to try to do some of those things. I really like the group. I really like the room. I think KP does a great job of coaching that group. And I've always been a big believer in having as many good backs as you can have on your team, because, like I said before, they get the ball more than anybody else. I mean, they have it more than any other player, you know, other than the quarterback. And usually they're taking hits and getting contact, you know, when they have it. So there's a chance for nicks and bumps and bruises and injuries, and you just don't ever want to get caught short in that area. So I like what they're doing. They push one another. They help one another. They work really hard together. We got a lot of maturity in that room that continues to try to pull guys along, especially the young guys. And I thought they competed hard yesterday.
There's head coach Josh McDaniels talking about the running back room, the versatility in that room. It's very deep, and there's going to be some tough decisions made. Again, Britton Brown, Austin Walter, Amir Abdullah, Josh Jacobs, Kenyon Drake, Zamir White, Brandon Bolden, you know, Jakob Johnson. I mean, that's a deep, deep room. There's going to be some tough decisions. I thought, again, Britton Brown was going to be a guy destined for the practice squad as a seventh-round draft pick out of UCLA, but even in college, he did some nice things, averaging a nice chunk of yardage per carry. He showed a little something on Sunday, so he made that conversation that much tougher. And my final group that I want to talk about, and really it's just one person, is the backup quarterback race. You know, I thought that was Jarrett Stidham's job, no doubt about it. After the Hall of Fame game, I was like, there's no doubt he's a leader in the clubhouse. I think after Sunday, Nick Mullins got back in the race. I don't know who's going to win it. I would still say that Jarrett Stidham is probably the leader in the clubhouse because he knows the system that Josh McDaniels is running and the Raiders went and traded for him. But I'll tell you, Nick Mullins, again, conversation. That's all we're talking about in this segment is who is now in the conversation. I think Nick Mullins put himself in that conversation of, yeah, hey, don't give him the job just yet. I got something to say about it. And look, Nick Mullins does have starters experience in the NFL. So I think either option is a good option to sit behind Derek Carr. It's not going to cost him $10 million like a Marcus Mariota, as much as that was a good idea and I was all aboard for that Marcus Mariota experience. It just obviously didn't work out the way it was supposed to. Most of the time, he just wasn't available. But right now, you got DC as a QB1, of course. Jarrett Stidham and Nick Mullins, I think that race is a little bit closer with Stidham still slightly in the lead. And then you have a guy like Chase Garbers out of Cal, the undrafted free agent, that I believe could be a guy that is on the practice squad, maybe a guy that they continue to try to develop. I know that head coach Josh McDaniels, early when he took over as the head coach, mentioned multiple times that he wants to be in the habit of getting a quarterback, bringing a quarterback onto the team just about each and every year, continue to try to develop him. Chase Garbers, I could definitely see being that developmental guy that they put on the practice squad. But right now, for the backup quarterback position, I think Jarrett Stidham and Nick Mullins is a lot closer than it was even a week ago. So that's all I got for you for segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. What's on your mind? Segment number three, I got your calls and texts coming up, 707-654-4693. Before I get to any of that, though, I do want to tell you about a couple great sponsors here at the Locked On Raiders podcast. And we all know that it's almost the start of the NFL season, and I think everyone loves this time of year. I know I do, but if you're into sports betting or fantasy, you got to have a competitive edge to win, right? That's why I'll tell you, I highly recommend the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statistician of U.S. pro sports leagues, including the NFL. Their app lets you access teams and player stats, head-to-head team comparisons, and Elias insights from the Elias Sports Bureau research team. This app really is your one-stop source for player news and league-validated player stats and team records, expert game analysis for betting, building your fantasy team, impressing your friends. Perfect for the preseason, which is going on right now. You get player previews to help you draft the winning fantasy team and team previews so you know what to expect as the regular season kicks off. So right now, what you need to do is take my advice, download the Elias Game Plan app today with the new features available all the time. Take your game to the next level. NFL season is right around the corner, so don't wait. Find Elias Game Plan in the App Store or the Play Store today. I also want to tell you about Built Bar. Now, Built Bar is an oldie but goodie is what basically what I like to say. Been telling you about Built Bar for a very long time. You want to check them out, go to the website, built.com. They'll show you everything that they have to offer, and they have a ton to offer. If you're someone who likes marshmallows, check this flavor out. How about Pina Colada Built Bar Puff? Yeah, that's available right now. Low in calories, high in protein, low in sugar, and great in taste. Pina Colada. Who doesn't want a Pina Colada protein bar with a little marshmallow flavor in that? Okay, maybe Pina Colada is not the one you want. Cookie Dough Chunk Puffs. They got that available as well. That also has the marshmallows in it. One of my favorites, Peanut Butter Lovers Bundle. That's the one right there. That's the get down for me. Peanut Butter Brownie, Peanut Butter. Those are the Built Bars. They don't have any marshmallow in them and just a lot of really good flavor, and of course the protein bar, so it's something that you need. I need to take these Built Bars with me when I'm out there at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center, Raiders HQ, because man, everyone knows I need a little extra fuel when I'm out there in that sun. Even when the sun's not blazing hot or it's not shining, it still is draining. And so how do you refuel? Well, Built Bar will help you do that. And there's so many different flavors to choose from. All you got to do is check out their website today, built.com. It'll give you every flavor. It'll tell you all the calories, the protein, the sugar. It'll give you all the details that you're looking for, and it'll make you feel better that you know that you have a great taste and snack that is really good for you. So go check it out today. Built.com is the website. Promo code is LOCK15. You use that promo code, you're going to save 15% off your order just like that. But a lot of times, if you're on the website, built.com, you'll see there's a bar that's on sale. There's a couple bars that are on sale. Sometimes the whole website's on sale. So make sure you check the website early and often. You're looking for a certain flavor. You're looking for a certain deal, a package deal, whatever the case may be. They have it right now for you at built.com.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Let's start things off with Rahul in Seattle. He's calling in to talk about linebacking coach Antonio Pierce and the fact that he's starting to take a liking to him. Here he is, Rahul in Seattle.
Hey, Q. It's Rahul from Seattle. I was just listening to your radio show, and I got to tell you, one coach that I'm really, really impressed with so far in terms of the press conferences and all that is Antonio Pierce. This guy, obviously, he's played at the highest level, you know, won a Super Bowl. When he speaks, he really speaks with a lot of detail. And he speaks to a much more modern kind of NFL. You know, he just seems to be aware of a lot of different things. And, you know, I really like this guy. I'm really hoping that that our linebackers, you know, play with the intelligence that Antonio Pierce seems to be bringing to that position group. But, you know, just want your thoughts on Antonio Pierce. And, you know, you obviously have spoken to him and been around him a little bit at the facility. And so you must be seeing him, how he coaches from the sideline and all. But, you know, I have to say that he's really impressing me with his answers in the press conferences. Just like I said, the detail he talks about, you know, he's mentioning that the most important thing of training the linebackers is their eyes. And I don't know, he just seems to have a very cerebral approach to this position group. And, you know, the better the linebackers play, the better for all of us. So, you know, again, thanks again.
There he goes, Rahul of Seattle. Thank you for the call, my man. And yeah, I'm impressed by Pierce. I really am. I think he's going to be a former player who obviously played at a very high level. He's familiar with Coach Graham, but I think he's a guy that the players could relate to. You know, from every single player that we've talked to and asked about linebacking coach Antonio Pierce, they all have really high reviews about him. And really because he played at a high level and he understands what they're seeing, what they're supposed to be seeing. He understands the language on how to communicate with them. And again, I've said it multiple times on this show and my radio show, communicate is a word that I hear all the time at practice. They continue to pound home, communicate, communicate, communicate. And I think that Antonio Pierce is able to communicate, has the right energy to get through to the players to let them know what they're supposed to be doing. So thank you so much for that call, my man. I do appreciate you. Next up, got a text from Raider X. Said, what do you think about the performance and the depth of the D-line? It looks like the D-line will be more of a focus area during the waiver wire than the O-line for roster cuts. Adding depth and possibly some quality beef is definitely needed. That's from Raider X. And yeah, I'll tell you, it wasn't looking good when the Raiders' defensive line was getting gashed against the run, right? Minnesota was just running up and down. I said this about the offensive line on Monday on Raider Nation Radio 920, and I say it about the defensive line as well. I don't think that there's going to be a bunch of guys that are going to get cut, offensive line or defensive line, that you're going to be able to slide in and say, hey, that's going to be the guy that's going to fix the problems, right? I just don't. I don't think at this point that there's going to be a team that's just going to let an offensive lineman go that's a quality guy that could be a starter. Now, there might be a guy that's a little bit older and maybe a young dude beats him out. I can see that happening, but it just doesn't happen that often. I know that there's a couple defensive linemen, defensive tackles in particular, that are still out there available by way of free agency. I think we all know who those guys are, so don't have to go over that. But the Raiders, Dave Ziegler, Champ Kelly, they all got some work to do to solidify that defensive line, especially if Jonathan Hankins and Bilal Nichols are not back. And that's not a guarantee. And matter of fact, Josh McDaniels, when he was asked about it on Monday on our Zoom call, was asked, is he confident that Nichols and Hankins will come back next week? He was not 100% sure. And the 23rd is a date they need to be back by, or they're going to miss the first 4 weeks of the season. Matter of fact, here's what Josh McDaniels had to say about both Jonathan Hankins and Bilal Nichols.
You know, we'll kind of gauge that as we go here in the next, you know, so many days. I don't want to put a time frame on that because, you know, when they're ready, as soon as they're ready, they're, you know, we'll be ready to go. You know, I just, again, those things are, you know, sometimes you feel, you know, good one day and not as good the next and all the rest of it. So once we feel confident that we're headed in the right direction and we're not going to take a misstep, then we'll make the right decision at that time. Yesterday, it probably would be, you know, it would probably be, you know, I would say probably quick with an answer if I said someone specifically stood out. I mean, there's a lot. They only played 52 plays, whatever it was. So they played a little less football, you know, and, you know, there's plenty to learn from, you know. I really believe that. There's so many things, and there's a few guys that didn't play a lot of plays, and there's other guys that played a few more. So just some things that we just as a group defensively, we're going to learn from. and hopefully make progress this week.
So there's head coach Josh McDaniels talking about both Jonathan Hankins and Bilal Nichols and his expectations for them to get back next week. And then he also talked about the defensive line and how they struggled against the run and give a couple reasons for that. And hopefully they improve this upcoming week. And that's something that they have to do is improve on that run defense because that was not good on Sunday at all. Let's go out to Raider Blind Rage. He hasn't called in a minute, but he's calling to talk about quarterback depth and what he's excited about it when it comes to that quarterback depth. Here he is, Raider Blind Rage.
This is Blind Rage here. Haven't called the show in a while. Just want to let you know I still listen to the podcast every day. I just haven't called in. It's maybe been a year or so. Appreciate all you do, Q. Also listen to Raider Nation Radio, and I'm still sporting that shirt you sent me, representing Raider Nation Radio over here in the San Joaquin Valley up around Tracy. I want to talk about quarterback depth. I know it's only the preseason, but I'm really excited about the quarterback depth. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nation or Q, but I don't remember the Raiders across the board, 1, 2, 3, having this kind of a quarterback depth and or potential. I really like Stenham. I really like Nick Mullins. I mean, you can swap those guys 2, 3, 3, 2, so far anyway. I know, again, it's only the preseason. But compare the depth at quarterback to years past, and I think it's a big improvement. Of course, none of us want Derek Carr to go down. I hope that doesn't happen, knock on wood. But if that were to happen, I feel a lot better about what we have backing Derek up than what we've had in the past. So that's pretty much what I wanted to touch on. I just got done listening to today's podcast. Love the interviews. Again, love everything you do. Don't step on the logo. Peace out, Blind Rage.
Nicely done right there. Don't step on the logo. That's right. Don't step on the logo. Good stuff. Thank you for the call, my man. It's good to hear from you. Good to hear that you're still rocking that Raider Nation Radio 920 t-shirt. Appreciate the support, my man. And as far as the depth goes at the quarterback position, I mean, the Raiders do have it. You know, and as I mentioned in segment number two, they didn't have to spend $10 million to get it. I think Stidham and Mullen are both decent. Mullen obviously has a starting experience, but, you know, if you had to go to him in a pinch, it's not someone that I'd want to rock with all season long. But I do think that there is definitely some upside for both of those guys. You know, Nick Mullins, I think everybody knows him very well from the start he got against the Raiders when he was with the San Francisco 49ers. And then Jarrett Stidham is a guy that's very familiar with the offense that head coach Josh McDaniels runs with his time in New England. So there's a lot to like about the guys that are behind DC. And then even Chase Garbers, as I mentioned in segment number two, I think he's got a little something to like, and he might end up being a practice squad guy. So thank you so much for that call, my man. I do appreciate you. Let's get at least one more text in. We'll take this text from No Town Raider. Says, hey, Q, No Town Raider out of Reno. My birthday was Saturday the 13th, and so I'm juiced. My mother-in-law got me tickets to the October 2nd game when the Donkeys come to town. Me and the wife are hella excited, and I'll be looking forward to meeting you, to shake your hand, and meet up with some of the nation. Go Raiders. Well, happy birthday, No Town Raider. Appreciate the text. Actually, you share the birthday with my dad. His birthday, his 81st birthday, was on Saturday as well. So there you go. And congratulations on the tickets to the October 2nd game. Allegiant Stadium should be popping. Should be a lot of fun, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be, it was on Sunday, that's for sure. It was just an electric atmosphere, especially for a preseason game, right? But, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. So look forward to that. And, of course, Russell Wilson and company coming to town, AFC West Division game. You really, it doesn't get too much better than that. Just get there early is my only suggestion. Get there early, soak it all in. Don't just get there right before kickoff and then bounce, right? You got to give yourself enough time to soak in the environment, soak in the stadium, you know, go out there and meet some new people, hang out by the torch for a little while, take some pictures. Just do everything you do, man, just because it's fun, it's new, and it's just a good time out. So definitely make sure you go spend some time at the torch and tour the stadium if you can. Just not necessarily an official tour, but walk around and soak in as much of it as possible. So we'll go ahead and leave and close things out on that high note right there. Again, text from No Town Raider. Definitely appreciate you, my man. And also, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, No Town Raider. Again, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for all the feedback on the Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line, again, 707-654-4693. That's the number if you ever want to chime in. Appreciate you making the Locked On Raider podcast your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the show free and available on all platforms. There's no practice today. Players are off. There's no media availability, so we won't be talking to the coaches. I will be talking on my radio show with Lincoln Kennedy. Kennedy. I was talking to John McClain and amongst others, right? Got plenty coming up on the radio show and a lot more on the podcast. So we'll have more news and notes. We'll have more calls and texts, and we'll have plenty to talk about. And oh, by the way, this afternoon, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, the Raiders must have their roster trimmed down from 90 to 85. So we'll see who the first five are that are released and let go and see what the Raiders do with the roster moving forward. But that's all happening today. And of course, we'll be talking about it tomorrow. So appreciate you as always, Raider Nation. Take care of your family. Love on your family. Do what you got to do. And most importantly, just win, baby.